Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We're back.
It's a fantasy.
And we're ready to party with some of our favorite new shows.
It feels like I'm back in college. Not that I went to college, but I'm just saying.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Monday, April 1st. No joke. We have coverage of the latest news, plus reviews, interviews, and more at EW.com. But right now, let's get to our top picks of the day. Everyone say bonjour as we check in to Vanderpump Villa. It is first-class accommodations all the way as Lisa Vanderpump opens her 7-star resort in the French countryside, staffed with leading professionals in their field. From top mixologists and servers to decorated culinary experts and hospitality professionals, Lisa and her team are determined to give guests a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And while Lisa hired the best of the best, the pressure cooker environment, coupled with a staff that prefers play over work, creates a firestorm of sexual tension and drama, as we hear here in the trailer.
Listen, tomorrow our guests are coming, so don't go crazy tonight.
Nah.
No, ah.
Well, while Lisa hopes her carefully curated staff executes her vision for the villa, things don't always go according to plan, especially with this staff who not only works together, but lives together.
I never lived with co-workers.
Get out of my room.
Ready to party, ready to have fun. It feels like I'm back in college. Not that I went to college.
Yeah, so there's a fine line between professional and too personal, but Lisa staff definitely likes to blur that line.
Marciano and I, we like hooked up.
As long as you can assure me
your relationship does not affect my business.
Marciano is kissing a guest.
She's not Marciano kissing the girl.
What is wrong with him?
It's not what happens behind the scenes, but in front of guests.
Do you know how bad it looks fighting in front of the guests?
I did not work this hard to have these little whippersnappers screw it up.
So come for the decadence, but stay for the drama as Lisa deals with insubordination, messy romances that bubble up during service, and a staff that loves cocktails while on the clock. Vanderpump Villa is streaming today on Hulu. It's trivia time. Lisa's other show, Vanderpump Rules, returned to notoriety last year with its high-profile Scandoval. Tom Sandoval, at the center of that, has seemingly made an effort since then to rehabilitate his public image. We'll let you decide whether or not that's been a success. But part of those efforts has included appearances on other reality shows. But on which of these three shows has Sandoval not appeared? The Masked Singer, Special Forces, World's Toughest Test, or House of Villains? Stick around for the answer. In addition to our daily picks for new shows and movies airing today, EW staff members are also joining me to make their own recommendations for things both classic and current that they think you should be watching. And joining me now with his pick is EW Editor-in-Chief Patrick Gomez. Hey, Patrick, how's it going?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk TV.
Oh, and I'm excited for you to tell everyone what your pick is, because it's one of my favorite shows. So please go ahead and tell everyone your recommendation and give us a little explanation about the series.
Sure. So my choice is History Channel's The Food That Built America. It's a documentary series that is in season 5, actually, and it goes into the history of some of the biggest food brands in the United States. And I got hooked in season 1, which kind of had more of a through line through the entire season, which was only 3 episodes, but I think each one was like 2.5 hours, and they kind of told the story of Heinz and Kellogg's and Post mm-hmm. and Hershey's, as well as McDonald's and all the way through some of the fast food chains. So it kind of went chronological, but intertwined the stories based on timeline. Subsequent seasons have really focused on two brands that were kind of like fighting for dominancy. Mm-hmm. So like Pizza Hut and Domino's, or Pepsi and Coca-Cola, Nabisco and Sunshine Biscuits. Mm-hmm. So it's really fun to see these stories and see how innovation and competition really led to some incredible brands and dishes and whole categories of food that we otherwise wouldn't have. You know, mm-hmm. one of the episodes from season 4 that I love is diving into pet food and how it really was not a thing until the mid 1900s, when somebody was like, oh, what can I do with all this other stuff? And they realized like, people are starting to have more and more pets, so let's give the pets something particular to eat rather than just the scraps of whatever the people were eating. So there's lots of fun. I call it cocktail party fodder. Yeah. And even if you're not going to a ton of cocktail parties, it's still just like really fun, fun facty sort of things that you learn watching these. And this season's been fantastic. And I know coming up, they're going to be doing one on the penny candy craze that everyone should check out.
Yeah. What I think is so interesting here, kind of what you touched on a bit, but this isn't really just about like, and there are shows that do this about like how the food is made, which I'm also fascinated by, but it's really like making you think about the origins of all of this stuff that we are consuming. And because they all, of course, have a history, and some of them have really like simple, humble roots, but just how they have really impacted the greater culture of America. Sometimes in not great ways, by the way.
Sometimes in not great ways, but it also gets into, so it doesn't go into, here's all the ingredients in it or that sort of thing. But it does talk about like the food science behind like what had to be invented for the Pop-Tart to exist or like a Hot Pocket. And they show you kind of like they tried 16 different things to make a Hot Pocket work correctly and it would like explode or it would be too mushy and like how they finally got to what it was. And then, you know, how that inspired another company to try to make their own version.
Yeah.
And like how Tostino pizza rolls came about, and originally they were going to be like peanut butter and jelly rolls and people did not like those. Like there's so much fun history of product in here that like I could geek out about this all day.
Yeah. And now we have Uncrustables, so that's also fine. We still got the peanut butter and jelly. You mentioned Pop-Tarts, and that actually reminds me, because it's there's kind of a similar story coming up in a movie that Jerry Seinfeld has directed. It's his directorial debut, but he also stars, and it's this very fictionalized behind the scenes of the rivalry between Post and Kellogg's about the creation of the Pop-Tart. There is some stuff that is very much in truth, but I encourage you to watch the real story first and then check out, you know, that fun, very fun fictionalized account of that. But this show, it's so much fascinating stuff. And I'm one of those people who I don't necessarily like to see some of those documentaries that dive into, you know, the meat industry and all that kind of stuff. You're not going to get that here if you like, you know, are weirded out by those kinds of things. This is really cool, you know, to still borrow a line, kind of how the sausage is made, but how the company was made as well.
You get fun, cheesy reenactments as well. It's really fun. But yeah, no joke, that the Kellogg Post rivalry is crazy. I don't want to spoil it if you don't know, but that is actually episode 1 of season 1. So go find it and binge it of this show. And the Kellogg Post stuff is bananas. It's like a soap opera.
It's fascinating. And they're of course still the two biggest cereal companies in the country. So they've both done well for themselves. But you said to go binge that. Folks, if you want to do that, you can check out all seasons are on Hulu. But season 5 that is currently airing right now, you can check that out Sundays at 9 on History Channel. Patrick, thanks for joining me.
Thanks. I'm going to go eat something.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. What to Watch will be right back with our top pick of the day. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
The auditions are over, and we are just a couple hours away from finding out which singers will round out the top 24 on this season of American Idol. Now, tonight is the final judgment as contestants make their last-ditch bid to get into that coveted group and compete to join the likes of Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, Adam Lambert, Jennifer Hudson, and other American Idol winners. On Sunday's episode, Australian hopeful Jordan Anthony earned his way into the Showstoppers Showcase. And here is a sneak peek of tonight's episode where Jordan shares his story and sings some Adele for the judges.
Up to see the judges now for the final judgment. First, Jordan Anthony. Come on up.
I want to make it to the top 24 because I just feel like, honestly, I've got more to give. The more that I'm here, the longer that I want to keep on going, keep on showing them there's different sides to me, and I'm a versatile artist.
Hello, hello. Our contestant from the other end of the world, what a journey you've had to be here. How's your journey been?
I've traveled out here from Australia with my dad. You just don't think an Australian in America on American Idol. It's just, didn't ever think it was a possibility, and here we are. My dad is actually a vocal coach. He gives me his 5 cents every now and then, even when I don't want it. For Showstoppers, I chose to sing Love in the Dark by Adele. It'll help settle my nerves, I think, knowing that I have my dad in the crowd.
When I'm the only one, I don't regret a thing. Every word I say, you know.
My gosh, we'll find out who impresses judges Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie to earn a spot in this season's top 24 when American Idol airs tonight at 8 on ABC, or you can catch it tomorrow on Hulu. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. On which of these three shows has Vanderpump Rules star Tom Sandoval not appeared? The Masked Singer, Special Forces, World's Toughest Test, or House of Villains? Well, you might remember him going through 4 episodes of The Masked Singer and talking about how nice it was to perform and not be judged.
Welcome, man. This was fun.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Being able to come out here, perform, you know, behind a mask. Not being judged, just being judged on my performance. It was really nice.
He also tested himself by making it surprisingly far on Special Forces World's Toughest Test. So while he may fit the bill for House of Villains, he has not yet appeared on that show where some of reality TV's biggest heels live in a house together. And that is it for our show today. We will have more picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Dustin Nelson, edited by Sammy Junio, and hosted and produced by Jared Hall.
One, two, watch.